Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
So true. So true. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is right here.
That's right. Sitting right here in the studio.
Sitting down here. I was with a bunch of children
yesterday. Instead of in my garden.
Yeah, that's right. Where you should be.
Which is what I usually am in the mornings.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I don't go out in the afternoons. I'm out there in the mornings.
Well, I was with all these children, and I realized that what children think adults do is sit down.
Uh-huh.
That's like the big thing that, what do your parents do? They sit down.
That's well, I had a friend tell me, this was when I was in college. He says, you know when you're grown up, when you don't run everywhere.
Yeah.
It's true. If you watch children, they don't walk anywhere. They run everywhere.
Yeah, but like they get there so much faster. You know what I mean?
And they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine all of society's problems if we did just run everywhere.
Yes. We'd be a lot slimmer.
Slimmer. You know, we'd be more present in the places we are. Anyway, gardening is what we do.
And running.
We love gardening.
Yes.
And you said it. The morning is the time to garden.
Yeah. I get out there at 7 and I last till about 10 o'clock and then I go back out at 3.
That's some good good work, though. I mean, so calorie-wise, that's like mall walking.
And I stay in the shade, too. I don't ever garden in the sun.
Luckily you have a lot of shade, so that means you have a lot
of
area.
I'm lucky that way.
Yeah,
but that's my advice to, or wear a hat.
Yeah,
but
big hat.
Stay out of the sun when you're gardening, really.
Absolutely. 281-496-5711. Susie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Good morning. Well, I have an area of banana trees about three different places, and grass grows up in between and a few weeds, but I want it to look more manicured, and I don't know what to put in there to kill off that grass and the weeds but not hurt the banana trees.
I see where you're going with that. You want to have a real tropical look in your garden, and my mind is churning, thinking of ideas.
Okay, so...
Gravel? What do you think?
Well, the banana trees are grass.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. So you cannot spray anything that's going to damage the grass. So you have to manually remove what you don't want there.
Just manually?
Yep.
Do you think that the banana leaves are going to shade out as they get... I mean, I'm sure you're just died down terribly during the freeze, and maybe that grass crept in there with the more light that penetrated in there.
Yeah.
As they were coming back, and maybe if you pull them out now, you're not going to get that grass coming back up after you get them out of there.
And then maybe rocks or gravel to prevent that.
I would use mulch.
Mulch.
I would just use kind of regular hardwood mulch.
A hardwood mulch, okay.
Yeah.
But just manually remove it, and then a hardwood mulch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any herbicide you use, unless it's something it's like AgriLife that really doesn't even do Bermuda very well. Or at all. It doesn't hurt Bermuda at all. So
right.
So yeah, but the bananas are grass. So that's the thing. Just like you can't use a grass herbicide because your bananas will get hurt by it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. I listen to you guys all the time and really enjoy your show.
Well, thanks, Susie.
Thank you.
So great question there. Bananas are really a rewarding tree to grow.
I like
the way
they look.
Tropical feel, yeah.
I like anything with a big broadleaf anyway.
Well, they have huge broadleaves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They grow all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, depending on the variety, you do get bananas.
Yes.
They have dwarf Cavendish at the Houston Botanic Gardens growing. And these ones only get like 4 or 5 feet tall.
Yes.
So they're really like almost, like, I'm going to say it, freaky looking. But they're so cool because they're so little, but they're so lush. And then they have some other ones that are really tall. It's a, they have like four or five different bananas is I guess where I'm going. So if you're looking for a place that has a cool display of bananas, that's a good place to learn about a few different types. I have the ice cream banana at home.
And I've never grown bananas. I need to give it a shot.
So yeah.
I like the contrast. You know, I'm in a forested area, and it's all smaller leaves, and the broad leaves add so much interest looking at the landscape. So, because, you know, there are not a lot of variegated trees we can grow down here. Hmm. Like up on the East Coast where I originally grew up, we had the birch trees and the beech, which had the red leaves.
Yeah.
And so you'd plant that and you'd get the contrast. But down here, contrast is achieved mostly by a difference in texture, I think. And so I like using broad-leaved plants all around my garden to break up the fine texture of the forest all around me. And so bananas are something I think I'm going to give a shot. You're going to have to help me with that, Dan.
Well, those dwarf Cavendish would be really cool for that setting because they're not so big that they just kind of get
lost.
How big
did the ice cream bananas get?
Well, those can be 14 feet, something like that. Yeah, at max.
Do you have them growing in your yard? Do you have them near your I know you're near a forested area, too.
Yeah, they're right by the bird sanctuary in the very back. We have a
So are they getting some shade and they're doing okay with that?
No. The way they're sort of set is that they get about 8 hours of sun.
8 hours?
Yeah. Okay. And then in summer and winter they get more.
And when do you harvest your bananas?
Well, I have never gotten a yield.
Maybe it's because it's only 8 hours of sun.
No, I think that they freeze back every year. You're supposed to have kind of 9 months of uninterrupted where the weather doesn't change.
Yeah.
And we don't have that here so much. So we'll have some chilly winter. I mean, not chilly winter. And I'll get bananas.
I know what you mean. A chilly winter is a winter that we don't have a freeze.
Yes, right.
Yes. Yeah. It's cold, but no freeze.
Yeah, so I need one of those to then
And
make
we'll
some
get
bananas.
One eventually.
Yeah. Until then, you know, no bananas for Danny.
10 years ago, people were saying the reservoirs would never fill back up again because of the drought.
Right.
So.
But they're full.
Things change.
That's right.
Climate changes it constantly. All,
yeah. It's just, you know, life. Yep. The only thing constant, if you will. It's change.
Yes, but I never in my wild years think we'd have a summer like this.
No, for sure. This has been wild. And we'll get back to kind of getting into your lawns and the struggles you've got because of all this rain.
Yes.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch. Or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Just had that great question from Susie about getting rid of weeds in between bananas.
Yes.
A little bit different than getting rid of weeds in your St. Augustine, because in your St. Augustine, you can use Agrolon, which is an awesome weed killer. You can kill weeds without poisoning your soil, your lawn, or your trees. So each of these are important to remember, things that you don't want to poison, right? Your soil, you don't want to poison, obviously, because...
Because you don't want to kill your... bacterial and fungal life, the good stuff.
The good stuff. You want to keep that good stuff around. So I kind of surprised Anita with that, pointing to her with that. But then Agrolon doesn't kill that bacterial and soil life. It doesn't hurt Bermuda, doesn't hurt St. Augustine, some of the other grasses that you use. And so you actually aren't hurting your lawn when you do it. And then a lot of these lawn herbicides are really bad for your trees.
Yes, they are. And so I've seen them kill, sort of, I've seen them actually defoliate a tree totally. And yeah. the tree does come back, but that's just not good for a tree.
You're threatening,
it weakens it.
Yeah, you're threatening a multi-$1,000 plant mm-hmm. for a $100 plant or less.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Agrolon's easy to apply. It's safe for people and pets as well. So it kills the roots and you see results in days. So you wet the leaf of the plant and you sprinkle this stuff on. I use a flower sifter that I've transformed from the kitchen to the gardening tools. Mm-hmm. And it just is easy to shake on there and you get a real dust on there.
With these afternoon rains.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
There you go
out
yeah.
and do it after the afternoon
little,
rain.
Afternoon rain, then you mm-hmm. do it. So crabgrass, Bacchus grass. I've seen it work on Dallas grass pretty well. Clover, dollar weed. People are having success on Virginia buttonweed.
Really?
Works great on doveweed.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of doveweed right now. And then at people, it's probably the number one weed people send me a picture of, and they're like, what is this? And so it might be doveweed that you're dealing with. Agrolon, crabgrass killer, A-G-R-A, lawn. Again, super dangerous for your weeds, but safe for your soil, lawn, trees, people, and pets. Find it where it's sold at homeshowgardenpros.com. Learn more about the company, agrolon.com. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep on going, try to help you out with your thoughts and what's on your mind. So, John, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I want to know where I could go to buy some really, really good quality topsoil. A couple of companies that y'all recommend.
Sure. What part of town are you in?
I'm up in the Woodlands.
Okay. Well, so it's super easy. Up north of you, just off 45, is Nature's Way Resources.
Okay.
And they actually have their topsoils is actually harvested from pine woods. So a lot of topsoil is just it's fill dirt mixed out of a pulled out of a neighborhood or a construction site or something like that and just called topsoil, but theirs is actually legit topsoil. So I'm actually not going to give you another option because that is easily the best.
Yeah, I've dealt with Nature's Way a lot, and I called them. They don't have any topsoil for sale. They're mixing it in with their garden mix. I guess I could use that, huh?
Yeah, they have what's called a divot mix that's going to be a lot more on the topsoil front than the garden mix is. And plus, like, you know, if you go in there and you say, hey, here's my need, here's what I need, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I'm looking to level this in or fill this big space in. They have some other kind of soils that they can help you out with that are not going to be just a garden mix. But their divot mix is a great product for that space, for what you're looking to do.
How do you spell that?
Divot, like in golf, D-I-V-O-T.
Oh, G-I-V-O-T. Okay.
D-I. D-I.
Oh, D-I. D-I-V-O-T. Okay, divot mix. And what was that product that you said would kill weeds?
Oh, Agrolon. A-G-R-A lawn.
Okay. Agrolon. Okay, you wet the weeds and then you sprinkle it on there and it'll kill them?
Yep, and there is a list of weeds that it works on the label. But it works on a few other weeds that aren't on the label.
Okay. All right, because I got some weeds that are they're pretty tough. I mean, they'll die. Vinegar will kill them, but I don't know what vinegar does to the yard, but I've used a vinegar a little bit on
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
It takes them out, but it takes a while for that to work. But okay, Agrolon. Okay, and I can get that at like Lowe's or Home Depot or Nature's Way or something like that.
You know, I don't know if the big box stores have it. I think Nature's Way can get it. Nature Way can get it, but you can always go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and there'll be a little button for Agrolon, and click on that, and it'll show locations that it's sold.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, you bet, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So we didn't ask what John's project was.
No, we didn't.
So a lot of times people are looking for topsoil because they've been told that it's a good thing to top over your lawn with. And mm-hmm. if that's what you're doing, just use compost.
Yes.
If you're looking to fill some gaps in your lawn, maybe it's wavy, that divot mix is ideal because a divot mix is compost mixed with topsoil.
Yes.
281-496-5711. John, thank you so much. You know, sorry we didn't explore your project. We should have got into that a little bit more, but Topsoil is a great tool for some things, but not everything. But we do want to know what you guys are dealing with, what you're having to focus with. We are here to help. Anita and I, that's what we're here to do. 281-496-5711.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now. 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. Want to invite you to come out and visit our nursery. You know, people have known about us for decades, about our famous leaf mold compost and mulch. But 6 years ago, we opened a nursery. We got 10 acres set aside. We're developing the nursery and nature center. We got over 2 acres of plants. We got everything you might need, from the MicroLife fertilizers to Rev to molasses to vinegar and all the other organic amendments. We're a 100% organic nursery. We've got a very knowledgeable staff. Many of the people, degrees in horticulture, botany, plant and animal science from Texas A&M. You know, I'm a soil scientist, so we're here to help solve your problems. So just bring anything you got in. Bring it in. Let us take a look. We've got a huge selection of plants. We've already planted 100 species of plants in our display gardens. We added a pollinator garden this year. We're in the process of putting in a birding garden, and then later on this summer, we plan to have a dragonfly garden.
And coming up in a couple weeks, since we dry out, we're introducing a brand new general purpose compost made out of brush and stuff. It's great for flower beds, and like I said, as soon as it dries out, it'll be available both in bulk and bags, and it's a beautiful product.
The nursery is children and pet friendly, so bring your dog or your children, come see us, and just have a good time and enjoy nature. We're serving North Houston, the Woodlands, and Lake Conroe area, located right off the end of 1488 on the east side of I-45. All right, let's get back to Anita and Danny.
You know, I should ask John about the topsoil while we were talking there. So, but he did give me a text here. So here's the scoop on their awesome composted topsoil. They're temporarily on hold because it's too wet to screen it.
Yes. So we're experiencing the same thing. We can't even grow plants right now because we can't get soil.
Yeah, like two mm-hmm. 3 days of dry and they'll have it ready for you. Mm-hmm. So maybe just, you know, hold off on your project a little bit. No big deal.
Yes.
281-496-5711. Less work for you.
Better for your soil because you're not walking around compacting that wet soil, fixing that problem.
Great point. 281-496-5711. Let's talk with Bryant. Bryant, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, thank you. I've got 3 hibiscus plants out in my front yard, but one of them seems to be getting eaten by something. I don't know what's eating it, and I didn't know what I should put on it.
Do you mind describing what the damage looks like?
Well, the leaves, there's 25% of the branches seems to be bare. I mean, it's just like the leaves are gone. And then there's some leaves that are actually yellowing. So, the rest of the plant looks good still. But I noticed yesterday I was looking closer at the plant, and there's actually a web with a small spider on it. So I don't know if that thing is actually eating it.
Does that sound like spider mites to you? No?
No, I mean, spider mites usually kind of like make a leaf sort of like
a mottled looking.
Yeah, ephemeral. Looking. They skeletonize it sort of. I think you're dealing with a ton of water, Bryant. Honestly, I think that your problem is you're getting leaf drop, those leaves are blown away or even rinsing away.
And where is it located? Is it located like near a gutter downspout or in a spot that collects more water than your other hibiscus?
No, not really. It's actually under an overhang, but it gets plenty of sunshine, morning sunshine. So there's no real water that's falling down on it there.
Yeah, I just mean general soil conditions. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that are having hibiscus in potted plants are having a problem. And you never really know what's happening right in the soil. You may have kind of, you know, clay that hasn't really ever been turned into soil underneath that plant, and it's never been an issue because it's not getting direct rain. My best suggestion is MicroLife Humates Plus, and then, you know.
I don't think it's insect eating the plant, though.
That's where I am, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. What'd you call it? Micro what?
MicroLife, and that's a company. The product is Humates Plus.
Yeah.
Human Plus?
Humates.
Humates. Like, yeah.
Humates.
Okay.
Yes. It'll help improve the drainage of that soil and fertilize the plant at the same time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good deal. Thank you.
And go ahead and do it to your other hibiscus as well. It can't hurt. Can only help.
That's right. Great thoughts there. And Brian, you know, send us a picture. You know, homeshowgardenpros.com, the Ask a Pro button. You know the old saying, a picture says 1,000 words. We're thinking on average it's more like 50 or 60, but that's still a pretty good amount of words to tell.
And 1,000 questions also helps too.
That's
to
right.
Find out
yeah.
exactly what's happening.
Very true there. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. We're looking forward to helping you with your garden problems. We know you guys are dealing with a lot of stuff. It is really wild how the game is different because of all the rain.
Very much so.
So
very much so.
Keep that in mind as you're dealing with problems. We are here to help. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Anyway.
As we talk gardening, we definitely want to make sure that we mention to you Rev from Dakota, R-E-V. So this is just, it's a simple product, and they have the simple notion here is that if you have healthier roots, you get more fruit, better flowers, healthier plant, more disease resistance, and they're correct. So that's why they made Rev. It's an organic growth stimulant. It reduces heat stress naturally. It improves water retention and drainage in the soil. And the way it does it, it adds humic acid, adds carbon, adds beneficial microbes. A couple different forms of carbon get into the soil. And what that does is it improves root mass and any soil condition. And I think that we've hopefully established that if you can improve root mass and soil condition, you will have healthy plants, you'll have better immunity, you'll have darker green leaves, more blooms, more fruiting, more yield. It's getting to the point where somebody's like, hey, my blankety blank's not flowering. And I'm like, well, have you put any Rev on it? Have you revved up your plant? And they're like, what's that? And so it's a really great opportunity. I've used it professionally for years. And so I'm so excited that it's in Houston. It's 100% natural. That's really great for transplanting. So really, really incredible for that. And, you know, Rev is available a lot of different places now. So one of them is Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
Use it every day.
Every day. Use it every day. It's really great stuff. It really is. I'm getting very consistent, massive production from my bell peppers, I should say. And that's not really been the case before in the past for me. And to me, these are one of the hardest plants, vegetables to grow. You get a couple in spring, a bunch in fall. So I'm really looking to a pretty phenomenal crop. And the big change that I've done is I've fertilized with Rev in addition to my other stuff, just over the top. So
I'm going to give that a try on my pepper plant.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really want that many more habanero peppers, but I imagine it would do the same thing. You know, 45 habanero peppers is kind of like, great, I needed three.
What about your bell pepper?
Oh, no, bell pepper. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I'm saying. I use it on my bell pepper.
Yes.
Massive production.
Okay, good.
In fact, we posted a video on our Facebook page and website about the same thing because I'm just okay. So amazed.
Yes.
Anyway, the product we're talking about is called Rev by Dakota, an organic growth stimulant. You can buy it at all the Home Show Garden Pro locations. They do an incredible job kind of really solving the problem of root growth.
Right. It's super concentrated. It lasts a long time. So it seems like it's a high, the bottle seems like a high price, but it's not because it's all pushed
into
one little. And you just put a little tiny bit in your milk jug. I always save my milk jugs and I keep it all in the milk jug. So I always have it ready to use.
That's awesome.
But actually, I keep it in a sprayer at all times. So every time I propagate, which is every day, everything gets sprayed with Dakota Reb
after
it's planted.
That is so cool. Well, their website to learn more, organicrev.com, organicrev, R-E-V.com. Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
281-496-5711. Again, one of the ways that we're looking to help you out is by putting great products in front of you. And we're really only talking about products that we use and we trust. So, cool thing there. Charles, what's on your mind? You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
Just a quick question. Earlier you all were talking about, you know, yellowing spots in the lawn, and I know I've been dealing with that a little bit. My question is regarding the thatch. Do you rake out the thatch, or after you put down the, because I put down some Nature's Way compost and then did a horticultural molasses and put that down, but with the thatch, do I need to rake that out, or is it okay to leave it there?
At this time of year, I don't know. I think I'd probably rake it out because all this moisture it's not going to decompose as quickly. What are your thoughts?
What I would do is MicroLife's got a great product. There's one called MicroGrow and another one. So it will help break the thatch down. It's just an inoculate. So if you can do a biological inoculate on there, another thing to do is to do a compost tea extract. That's where you get kind of like something like a mesh bag. You put tea in a bucket for about an hour. I mean, compost in the bag, in the bucket for about an hour. You pull it out and you spray that over the lawn, and that's going to have a bunch of bacteria in it. That's what I would use to break down the thatch. And it should only take about a week after application, unless we have a lot of rain.
Okay.
Right, and then everything's kind of getting washed away. But your thatch should be breaking down normally. Raking it out in St. Augustine or Bermuda or Zoysia usually leads to a lot of damage to the lawn. And so I'm kind of, I mean, I have professionally had to do it a bunch of times, Charles, and it always seems to be a bit of a disaster.
Okay. So I can just leave it there and put down some inoculant, and that should break it down over time.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Like Sherry makes, they make compost tea every weekend, and that would be the perfect thing to put out.
Oh, okay. Sherry, where are you located?
Well, Anita's here with me now, but Sherry's at Plants for All Seasons.
Okay, Plants for All Seasons. Okay, well, maybe I'll try that as well, and thank you, because I've been dealing with some yellowing and putting down some things, so I'm glad you all were talking about it today.
You're not the only one, Charles. So many people are dealing with that yellowing issue.
All right. Thank you. You all have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I know Charles in the last couple of years has done kind of all the things that we're encouraging people to do.
Yeah, I recognize his voice. Mm-hmm.
And compost top dressing, putting down Humates Plus. And we were trying to fix a soil problem, get both a biological and a chemical change to happen. And then this, you know, the weather's not been cooperating.
Mm-mm.
We'll just say that. So, rascally weather. 281-496-5711. Charles, always appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll talk to Susan, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables, peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots, soak them in a root stimulator, then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
The plumerias are in and blooming like crazy. It's Nick at Kingwood Garden Center, and we constantly have great products coming through the door. Plumeria from Jungle Jack's are finally in, with many varieties still available. These stunning tropical plants have many colors to choose from and a great statement piece in your yard. Fruit and citrus have also arrived. We have lemons and berries and all sorts of great varieties. If you're having lawn problems, you want to be here today because we are having Lawn Care Weekend here at Kingwood Garden Center. So come on in and bring in some samples. Listen to me talk about lawn issues. I can help you try to figure those ones out. We'll also be having some special deals daily on some great lawn care products, things like MicroLife and all the goodies. Future events are being planned, so sign up for our newsletter and you can get the 411 on all those great events that we'll be having. Kingwood Garden Center, located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in Kingwood, Texas. Find us on social media at Kingwood Garden Center. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Welcome back. It's Anita and Danny at the Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Susie, can we answer your question?
Hi, good morning. It's actually Susan, but that's okay.
We're just being casual with
I respect that. I have friends named Susan, and they go by Susan.
No,
and
we're like,
only Susan.
We know
Susan.
We know Susan so well. We can call her whatever she wants.
That is the truth, guys.
Yes.
I love y'all shows. Let y'all show. Two questions. I have a Mexican buckeye that I bought at Labor Johnson Wildflower thing way too long ago, and it's still poor thing in a pot. I've been reading, and some places I read it says understory, and other places it says full sun. What is your opinion on how much sun that should get?
It's an understory tree for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, but some places I read said full sun.
Yes. Full shade if
some
possible.
And boy, can it become a weed, too.
Yeah,
it is a
suckers.
Weed in my yard.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it makes the coolest seeds.
Yes.
They're really big. They're, oh gosh, about the size of a baby's fist, I guess.
I was thinking ping pong ball.
Ping pong ball, yeah. But they can become weedy in the right place. So.
So do they send up like the suckers through the ground, or do they?
They send up suckers, and the seeds will germinate and grow too. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because I planted them in my yard, and I'm always pulling up
it's
suckers.
Funny you say the wrong setting, but it's like kind of the right setting.
Yes.
You know, like this rare, wonderful understory plant.
True. Yes.
I mean, y'all should just pot them and sell them. We just won the jackpot. No, that's awesome, Susan. But no, for sure, I've seen those things get scorched and killed in Houston summers too often.
Okay, I think what I thought, but I just wanted some expert advice on it. So.
Yeah,
but it's a pretty tree. It makes that beautiful flower in the spring.
Oh yeah,
the
gorgeous
red
flower.
Spike.
It's bloomed in the pot, but it's never made the seeds. Yeah. So now I'm getting a little.
Yes.
Well, I think
I'm not
that
sure
you just
fight those things or not. Are they helpful for birds or anything? Do you know, or wildlife in general?
Well, it's a native, it's a native, so it means caterpillars or some type of caterpillar is going to be eating its foliage. So,
which is good.
Which is good for your baby birds.
Sure. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm all in on baby birds.
Yep,
and I'm sure that the nuts do get eaten by a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you have time for one other quick question.
Oh, yeah. Let me check the time. Right. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I have an almond verbena that I did my research, but I guess I didn't read the right place because it got a lot bigger than I thought it was going to, and it's by the front door, and it's attacking us when we come out. I need to move it. I'm not in a hurry, so I can wait till, you know, this fall or winter. But in case I kill it, I'm trying to make cuttings from it, and I do cuttings from quite a bit of stuff, and I'm not having any success. Is there anything unusual or whatever about this to take cuttings from?
Oh, gosh, it's a woody plant. It's not always easy to do cuttings from woody plants.
I would for sure use a root stimulant.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the nursery types, like a white powder type.
You know what I've started doing with my cuttings now is you go to the grocery store and you buy one of those deep packages of lettuce, the plastic ones, the real one.
Uh-huh.
The clamshells. I fill them with soil and I put my cuttings directly in them and then shut them up and put them in a shady spot. And I've been real successful with my cuttings this year doing it that way.
So you're making kind of like a little greenhouse?
It makes a little tiny greenhouse.
Yeah, Susan, yeah. I think we need a video of that. Don't you think we need a video of that?
Oh, okay. I'll do a video of it.
It sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah. I wish they'd make them deeper, but they don't.
Well, I guess I have a ton of those that I start. Sometimes I get seeds from my rain lilies and stuff, and I start them. So I could actually take two of them and stack them, you know.
Oh, now there's
where
a thought.
Be a little bit taller. I thought about that. So do I use the – do I take cuttings from the – like medium growth or
new growth
or
very
old growth or
very new growth.
Yeah, soft, as much soft tissue as you can get.
Yeah, yeah, and then on the almond verbena too, it is like Anita mentioned. This is it's a tree. It's woody. It's not really very easy to do that sort. So if you can get a real root stimulant that's a hormonal focused one, that you'll have a little bit more success. But it's just it's a hard plant to do it with. We tried.
Okay, because I usually have pretty good success taking cuttings, and I'm just, like, bombing out on this totally. So.
And it might be the time of year, you know, sometimes cuttings do better in the spring or they do in the fall, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. One other question. Do I cut right above the node thing or right under?
Right below the node.
Right below, okay.
That's where all your, it's called
meristematic
tissue. That's where all that tissue is in the node.
All the cell tissues, okay.
That can differentiate to root or to foliage type growth.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm doing wrong too. Yeah. So okay. Okay, guys, y'all are awesome. I tell all my friends you're the knowledgeable and nice gardening show that's on. So.
Well, thanks, Susan.
Compared to the other one.
Thank you, Susan.
Yes.
For that compliment, we won't call you Susie anymore. We promise. Well, what a great compliment there, and she got good taste in plants: Mex and Buckeye and almond verbena.
You
those
bet.
Are cool.
Yeah. I like both of those.
But it is true. It's funny because you'll see almond verbena like sold as a 4-inch.
Yes. No,
it's
a
tree eventually.
You know what else you see sold as
bay
a 4-inch is so strange? Well, the bay tree.
Yeah.
And also the lemon eucalyptus.
Yes.
That'll get 40 feet tall.
It's such a huge tree.
You can buy it in a 4-inch container.
It smells great, but it's huge.
Yes.
281-496-5711. We're going to take a break, and then we'll hear from Ellen and see what's on her mind. Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now,
281-496-5711. Composting is such a great activity. It's such a great thing to do.
I'll bet you're going to talk about moonshot.
I am, because You can participate in this great kind of industry of composting, right, where you're reducing greenhouse gases, you're reducing dependence on landfills, you're making the world a better place. You're playing a very tiny but positive role in greenhouse gases and in all the CO2 and stuff that's out there. You can do that. That could be you. And you can do it without any know-how, mess, hassle, space-taking. I mean, that's, to me, one of the biggest thing about Moonshot's advantage. What they offer a drop-off and weekly curbside pickup service. They give you the power to compost without the hassles. But also, an underrated thing, and it's not in my little read here, is that composting at your house takes up a lot of space. It takes up a lot of space. And a lot of you aren't composting because you don't want to sacrifice your gardening space to a compost system. Well, that's where Moonshot comes in. You just sign up for their service. They pick up your compost, take it to places like Nature's Way Resources, who turn it into really incredible compost. Better compost than you can make. It's okay. I'm not judging you, because it's better compost than I can make too. And the best part is, as you kind of give your waste away and they use it to make compost. You earn compost. And so you're turning your waste into great compost, and you're actually making an impact, a great impact on our world. So you keep critical, healthy nutrients in your yard, in your neighborhood. Call Moonshot Compost. Again, they're just providing the services that kind of help you participate in this thing. Now is a great time to get started. So if you want to see how clean and easy composting can be, check these awesome dudes and their awesome company out, startcomposting.com. Really great organization. Just so cool what they're doing. It's just so cool. All right, 281-496-5711. Other cool stuff. Let's talk with Ellen. Hey, Ellen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Well, let me tell you, it's sometimes a challenge to get a email address right, and I'm that one. I've got my pictures attached. I just don't have the right email address. And then I'll tell you about my problem. Tell me the email address again.
Well, it's kind of not really an address. It's even easier. HomeshowGardenPros.com. So name of the show. HomeshowGardenPros.com.
GardenPros. Pros, pluralized, .com. Yeah.
Yep, .com. And then on the website, you'll see a button called Ask a Pro.
So I don't really send you an email.
Yeah, you start at the internet, start on the web, and then we'll get to it. Gets to an email.
All right, so I'll do that after. I got them attached to just a plain email and kept on saying it wouldn't send. So that shows how brainy I am. Right. So anyhow, I had some work done by a gentleman who claimed to be a graduate of A&M Agricultural, and he knew exactly what my yard needed. Well, he was able to kill my grass.
Hmm.
He used a product on my lawn that's called Weed Be Gone. This is about a month and a half ago. And it says it's good for 16,000 square feet. Well, it was able to kill my backyard totally, and the side of my house, and patches in the front. So, what I'm hearing from people, I'm on a limited income, is that I'm hearing that they want $4,000, they want $8,000, and I'm just a little lot in a subdivision. Maybe it'll take two pallets of grass, but they say they got to come in, they got to dig out the dirt because the dirt is poisoned, and then they're going to have to re-level everything. I've got a French drain back there, but yeah, I got a mess.
I'm just appalled at all of this. And how long ago did it all die off?
Well, it started. It was back in first part of June. I'm sick. My dog, poor little dog, don't know what the hell's going on. I don't want to let him out there, you know. And it's just terrible.
Is it a muddy quagmire out there because of all the rain?
Well, it was never before because it had good drainage.
Yes.
But it is, and I got a French drain in. It was never that, but it's terrible. And I can send you the photos.
Yes.
As soon as I get to the thing, you're going to die.
But you're saying all life, everything went.
Yeah.
Danny?
Well, there's a Weed Be Gone that's for St. Augustine, and if you're not using that one, then it kills St. Augustine pretty thoroughly.
So that's... You think what happened?
Probably. And it comes in concentrate if you're buying it professionally, if you make it too thick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do know that, like, a compost top dress can kind of lock up a lot of the problems that you've got with the Weed Be Gone residue from that herbicide. And that is not going to be...
Northern and southern lawns, and it's supposed to be able to be used on 1,600
I right there wouldn't trust any product that said it's used on northern and southern lawns, because to me that indicates that you've got a company that relies on deep glacier soil for survivability, and we don't have that. We can wipe out a lawn because our soil is clay. So we need to nurture our soil, not work on kind of destroying things. And I am sorry that someone in the industry did this to you. It's really, really...
He didn't go to A&M. He barely graduated from high school. But he called up, and I think this product is made by Ortho.
Ortho, yeah.
And he called them up sitting on my back patio and telling them how their product is defective, how it was a wrong batch, how it destroyed it. And it's supposed to, this bottle is supposed to be good for 16,000 square feet. And my backyard is no more than two pallets of grass.
Well, Ellen, I hear your pain. I mean, it's tough stuff. And, you know, I think that there can be a lot of people that didn't go to A&M that would not make that same mistake. I just think that... You agreed to do an herbicide, and you know, I hate to say you should take responsibility for that, but when it comes down to it, building our soil up is how we improve our situation. I'm sure that you've taught kids that over the years. You know, like you know, you don't tear down the other trees; you grow taller is how you become the tallest tree in the forest. And so now we got to figure the problem out. Compost will lock up that herbicide. It's going to cost a lot less than thousands of dollars to do that. So do send me an email. I'll try to connect you with some providers that can help you out, and won't be $4,000 to get that going on. So,
okay, I will. Like I said, the brainiac here was trying to send you an email, not listening to your wonderful guy. It was my own fault. But I'll be home in about 20 minutes, and I will send them right off to you, and my phone number will be attached.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you. And I want to say one more thing. I never agreed for him to put on the herbicide.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, he said, oh, I'm going to do this. It's going to do better. And it's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, sorry you're dealing with what you're dealing with, Ellen. Have a great day. And look forward to that email. So Ellen's going to send us that email, and we'll solve that problem. It's she's not the only one dealing with this, but let it be a warning to the rest of us that, you know, playing with these herbicide chemicals, if it ends in acide, that means it kills.
Well, most of these companies are based up north. It's a whole different ball game down here.
It really is.
And that's another problem with dealing with some of them. I'd stick with a southern company.
Me too. And
and not because I'm prejudiced against northern companies. It's just the climate here is just so different than it is.
The climate's different, especially the soil is different.
And the soil is different.
That's something to consider. Yes. So we will be back, more Anita Nelson, for one more segment. And, you know, we don't have any calls on the board, so what we're going to do is we're going to really go into some of the benefits of compost top dressing, because if you haven't done it in your lawn, it is something that is highly effective. And so give you a little bit of a yard 101 when we get back. Home Show Garden Pros.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden. In the shade.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We have mentioned to you a lot of great stuff, you know, AgriLawn, Dakota Rev, MicroLife products, Nature's Way Resources compost, Monterey Lawn and Garden stuff, and Southwest Fertilizer has all of them. I have personally bought every one of those things at Southwest Fertilizer because they have such a great selection. They have their organic corner, which may sounds like it's a little selection of stuff, but this is one of the best selections of organic fertilizers, problem solvers, nutrients, all that stuff. They have such a great selection. They also have a bunch of tools. And the big thing that I love is their watering tools. They have all the little sprayers and stuff. And they have the hose and sprayer I like, which is a little bit fancier version where I can change the setting. So ton of organic solutions, ton of soils, mulches, fertilizers, price for every budget too. It's really cool that they have some lower budget options. But their best thing is their service. They're friendly yard geeks, love answering lawn and garden questions. They love helping you out. They really encourage people to bring in samples. And so if you've got a big weed problem in your lawn, or maybe you're sick, sickness in a tree or something like that, bag it up, bring it in. They'll help you solve the problem. They've been doing that very same thing since 1955. So Southwest Fertilizer, corner of Bissonnet at Renwick, and their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Okay, real quick, Anita, lawn advice. You were saying something about before you even put down the sod.
Yeah, you were talking about top dressing, but I was saying you need underdress.
Which, and I was like, oh, because top dressing with compost gets you so dirty. But no, that's not what she meant.
I meant if you're going to go buy sod, and people come every day to buy sod at our store, buy a bag of compost at the same time, put that layer of compost down, and then put your sod on top of it. I guarantee success if you do that. But we're talking about the top dressing, which means after the lawn is installed, after right. It's even been there for a while, old lawn that needs to be refreshed, top dressing is the way to go.
Four major benefits. Adds a ton of nitrogen. Ton of nitrogen. So lots of green. Adds a ton of carbon, which makes more life happen under the soil. Deeper roots, greener blades.
What about adding all the microbial life as well?
Well, it does that. That's where the nitrogen and the carbon are, and they also dig the tunnels too, but just benefits, in the end benefits, every single thing you want to do with your lawn, compost top dressing heals. It sounds like a broken record because we say it so much.
We do.
Choose a great one. There's a few good composts out there, and just choose those.
Yes.
You know, Landscaper's Pride, Warren Southern Gardens has a heirloom one. Nature's Way Resources is phenomenal. So
I think there are two important tools in a gardener's bag of tricks, and compost is the number one tool.
Absolutely, number one tool.
The second one is molasses.
Yeah, molasses is awesome too. Well, great job, Anita. As always, we are here at the end of the show. In the next hour, Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan begins, so we'll look forward to that. Thanks, Anita. Great job.
Thank you.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.